Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, reviewing a great year for beef exports 2018 with Darrell Peel in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Our report today, a service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Joining us today is Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. And we're talking, Darrell, with you today about beef export numbers. At the end of this last week, we got the end of the year report. We finally got the December data out. And we had known for a while that in all likelihood, it was going to be a great, great end of the year report. Total U.S. beef exports, a record.
It was. If you look at beef exports in 2018, now that we have the December data, we can close out the books on 2018. It was a new record level, following a record level, actually, in 2017. We continue to see growth. Total beef exports were up about 10, a little bit over 10% for the year in 2018. We saw growth in several of our major markets, in particular the Asian markets. Japan was up, South Korea was up, and Taiwan, which is currently ranked as the number six market, but increased pretty dramatically also in 2018. We did see some decrease in Hong Kong, which is currently the number four market for U.S. beef. And, you know, that's Hong Kong is treated as separate data from mainland China. But as we go forward, it's going to be important to put those two data sets together. Because, of course, they're increasingly being treated as one market flow. So, but it was down a little bit, and part of that reflects the fact that China apparently is sort of clamping down on the unofficial flow of products through Hong Kong into mainland China. So, again, we have to watch those numbers and kind of sort that out a little bit. The other major market in here, number three, is Mexico. It was also up 7% in 2018.
Of course, of those top beef export destinations, Japan is number one, but a market that we've really been excited about over the last couple of years especially, number two with a bullet, I guess you might say, is South Korea.
Well, that's right. We've continued to see, the South Korean market has grown. In fact, if you go back to 2014 and 15 when we had record high beef prices, and we saw the sort of expected reaction in total in that market, and in that exports dropped in 2015 as a result really of just high prices, and yet South Korea was the one market that continued to grow. And U.S. beef has found a growing niche in South Korean retail grocery markets, and we continue to see it's a handful primarily of specific products, but the movement and the growth in that market has continued to be very impressive. And South Korea was up about 35% on a year-over-year basis in 2018.
And of course, all of this going on in the beef sector, even as some of our other agricultural exports have really been riled up by the by all the trade talk and the various retaliatory tariffs and whatnot, especially as relates to pork. Soybeans are a couple of great examples, wheat as well. But for beef, it seems like up to this point, we've been spared much of the drama that the other commodities have had.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. The beef industry has been spared much of the direct brunt of the trade war, but certainly there's been some limitations there. There's some minor tariffs affecting processed beef products in Canada as part of the reciprocal or retaliatory tariffs right now. Of course, we do have tariffs in China on U.S. beef, and what that's really doing is preventing growth. We have not had a significant market share in China, but what we've seen in 2018 2018 was that that market, which we expected to grow rather slowly but steadily, really hasn't grown with those tariffs on top of the other challenges of moving into that market. And so, you know, the beef industry hasn't been impacted as much, and yet it's pretty clear that if we can get past this and resolve a number of these trade issues, including ratifying the USMCA in terms of the North American situation, as well as getting past the issues with China, then there is the potential for significant expansion in U.S. beef trade that would really enhance our position in those global markets.
Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Purple Wave is conducting a retirement auction for Lebeda Farms of Ponca City, Oklahoma that will end on March 20th. Place your bids on John Deere tractors, combines, headers and an air seeder, a Shaben pull-behind sprayer, Kenzie planter, heavy trucks, tillage implements and more. Bidding is open now and we'll sell each item to the highest bidder without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, March 20th, beginning at 1 p.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.